Looking for a place with next level gaming fun? Then head on down to Gamer. Blast your way through Laser Tag in our new 400 square meter arena with up to 21 people. Reboot in our virtual reality. Play solo or up to 8 players with over 50 games to play. Show your friends your skills on our retro and modern arcade games. Or relax and enjoy your meal at our licensed cafe and bar while we take care of the little rookies. We also do parties and functions. The fun at Gamer never stops. Located in Melbourne, Australia in Trentside Park. Find out more at www.gamer.com.au.
Gamer.
On today's episode, we look into our crystal ball and predict some future movies.
Normally, we don't want to spoil things for you, but today, I think we do. Let's get into it at Pod Culture.
As I said way back, I predicted that life was going to suck.
You're one for one.
And it's come to be. I feel that I was right, and I feel like I'm going to keep being right for another, hopefully not 72 years, but...
Why are you always so negative on this podcast? Something wrong?
No, just...
Everything okay at home?
You gotta do what you gotta do, don't you? You just gotta get by.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's so vague.
What is the meaning of life? Truth be known, it really is. You're born.
Yep.
You go to school. Yeah. You work.
Yep.
You die.
Great.
That's
fantastic.
That's how I understand it, at least.
Yeah. Do you ever get that? Do you ever get that when you're like in the middle of a long shift? Not even in the middle. Like, you're only like 2 hours into an 8 hour shift, and you're just like, you're doing what? Are you scanning whatever, or your friend starting up, and he's like, What am I doing?
Mate, I get that when I wake up in the morning. It's the first thought that comes to mind. Why am I getting out of bed today? What is the reason?
Whose grand idea was it to put people on this earth to just do monotonous tasks like that? Shouldn't we be here to enjoy our time?
You know, it's funny because we do that to NPCs, like with Sims. You know what I mean? Like, you play Sims and you make them do stupid things. You make them... like drown in their own room, like trap them. So there's someone out there, there's someone looking down on us.
Are we the
and
Sims?
And we're the Sims.
Yeah.
And each person somewhere has each of us as their character.
Mm.
And
why anyone would choose to play as us?
I don't know. Well, I mean, they said they want their characters to start a podcast, and now we're doing it.
It's like
just popped into our heads. Let's start a podcast. You want to start a podcast?
It's like when you're playing Mario Kart, like no one chooses Toad. I feel like you're the Toad of the world.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Somebody out there wants to play as Toad.
I'm like a Yoshi or a Luigi or...
You're the main character of your story.
Yeah, I'm voiced by Chris Pratt.
Mm.
Did you hear he's doing Garfield now too?
Yeah.
What?
They're like, there's so many jokes going around now, like, you know, just random, they'll say like a random character, and they'll say being voiced by Chris Pratt, like, and it'll be like someone just so, like, with, I don't know, different language kind of, like Mario, like, they're just like, Chris Pratt?
Yeah, what? I don't know.
Because Chris Pratt did really well in, like, the Lego movie, for instance.
That was well suited to him.
And Onward, like, he's done some voice acting, he's good at voice acting, it's just very strange to put him as Mario.
But like an already established animated character who's been voiced by like the same guy for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Why would you swap him out?
I don't know. He mustn't have the movie magic. His voice mustn't...
He's got a radio face.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be animated, isn't it?
Oh, I thought it was going to be live action.
I think it's going to be animated. I don't know. Now you've...
Yeah,
no,
that makes sense because the whole thing is about his voice acting. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Where am I? My head was going, but...
It's definitely not in the right place.
No.
What's your creator doing? What's your... he got distracted.
He's
up
off
there.
Making a coffee.
Yeah. he put you on pause for a minute. Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, but there are a few little bright things in this...
I was just about to say that.
In this stormy world of life.
Literally, I've got one exciting thing coming up in my life.
My birthday?
Oh, yeah, that's coming up too. Nah.
No, not that.
This is before your birthday.
Spider-Man.
Will you, when Spider-Man releases December 16,
yeah,
will you wait 2 weeks and see it with me on my birthday and avoid spoilers for 2 weeks? If I was genuine about that, like if I was away or doing something for 2 weeks and I said, Tyler, you're my best friend, I'm asking you, friend to friend, would you wait 2 weeks?
So is this real life? I mean, because would you say, Tyler, you're my best friend?
Tyler, I've asked everyone else and everyone else said no.
We're acquaintances, right? We get along, fine. If you genuinely ask me that, I think I would.
Go see it and spoil it for you. Oh, could you imagine? No, that would be mean. I couldn't do that to my worst enemy.
Oh, God. That, I'd tell you, the things that I've done to make sure I see this movie.
Yeah.
I've gone out of my way. Like, this is like the highlight
probably,
of the year.
If it's a midnight release, I'm probably going to take the next day off work.
Well, yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, no matter what is happening on, if it's a midnight release, mm-hmm. or it's the next day that we, like, they don't do a midnight releasing, but first day release kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whatever's happening on that day, I don't care if it's family matter. I don't care if it's work, and being at the business owner, I don't care if it goes under.
No. Bigger things to worry about.
Exactly. I've got to worry. We've got Doc Ock to worry about and Green Goblin to worry about. I don't
care.
I don't care about customers.
Look what Spider-Man's got to deal with. But honestly, like, the people in your life and the things in your life,
I'll tell you what.
Should know that they take a back seat.
Everyone knows how excited I am for this movie.
You
that's
don't
the thing.
Shut up about
and
it.
And that's exactly right. Yeah. Like, I make it well known. I talk to people who have no idea about the movie and go, are you excited for it? And they say, what the hell you want about it? I say, watch this. And then I show them the trailer, which I've seen probably 80 times.
Yeah.
And then they still go, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah,
but I think I get to them. Whether I get to them.
You get to them.
Yeah, in an annoying
way.
The
same way you get to me.
Turn them off the movie. And I've turned them off, and now they don't want to see it because it just reminds them of me. Or I genuinely get them excited enough to go, no, I actually want to go see this movie.
Get our listeners excited. What's the new bit that we only got like an hour ago?
Yeah, it wasn't long ago at all. We finally, and it's funny that we're getting excited over this, but we've finally got the official poster for the movie.
How are we so excited by this?
I don't know, but like,
we got goosebumps.
I know, like, as soon as I was teary. I won't lie.
Well,
I didn't cry, but my eyes started watering because I got so excited. So imagine when the next trailer comes out.
Oh yeah!
But don't worry, I'm planned it to do a live reaction.
Don't you mean we've planned it?
Sure. To watch the trailer with our faces on it, and our
faces. In the trailer.
In the trailer. Like when Spider-Man, when the other two Spider-Men show up, it's Harry
and I. Take off their masks. Yeah.
It's the really bad editing log of you and I. Like, so you'll be able to see how excited I am for that. But yeah, so we got the poster.
Yep.
Who's
on it?
So we got, obviously, Doc Ock is on it. Like, he's the... I don't know if anyone's seen the leaked photos, but apparently down under where we are, Australia buses were putting like a poster on the side of buses, which they normally do.
Yeah.
And it was very strange because it hadn't been released or just putting up posters. And it was basically Spider-Man doing his pose with Doc Ock's tentacles coming from like the bottom center. And behind him was like the city, like they had gone into the mirror dimension. It
was like the
city was like twirling and stuff. And then we get the official poster today, and it's similar. So we have Spider-Man doing his
just a different background.
Just a different background. And there's someone in the background that's made himself known. Mm. We have Green Goblin on his glider in the background. Now they've
our first, like, confirmed
glimpse.
Official look at the Green Goblin.
So they've done it smart because I'm assuming they really don't want to show anything either until the second trailer or the movie at this point, like literally 40 days until the movie.
Not long.
But you can tell that it's the same suit.
Yes.
Which I am so excited about because I just love the Green Goblin mask. I know a lot of people weren't so like into it, the mask side of it, because they wanted the latex kind of makeup. But I genuinely really like it because I think it's a more realistic.
And I love a practical suit. I don't know why, but it always bums me out a bit when you see like the behind the scenes photos of like the Avengers stuff, and you'll see like for example, the Guardians were all in like their actual outfits that they're wearing, yeah. And like Rob Downey Jr. quite often has like at least like the top half, like
yeah.
the top half of the Iron Man yep. suit on, and then you see Tom Holland just in the grey CGI
yep.
mocap suit,
yep.
and it's like that's a bit of a bummer to know, like especially for him, knowing that he doesn't even get to put on a suit the same way that like Toby and Andrew,
yeah. Because the Iron Spider kind of, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, that could change. That could change because, I mean, we've heard things about the Iron Spider suit saying farewell in this movie.
Boy, I hope so.
So, who knows? If the other two Spider-Men are in it, which realistically everyone is saying yes, but still we don't know. If they are in it, surely they have, like, photos of behind the scenes of all three of them in their suits because it's surely. A big moment.
Yeah.
Like, surely it goes back to, like, kind of, like, putting on a suit kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly, yeah. But, yeah, Green Goblin in his practical suit.
Yep. As I said, it's very blurry in the back, so quite hard to kind of make everything out, which,
yeah.
again, is a smart way of saying, hey, here he is, but we're still not showing you.
Exactly. Very smart.
Then, of course, we have a big lightning bolt in the background.
Which can only mean one thing.
Well, do you know what I find? It's kind of got a bluish yellow tinge to it, the lightning.
Was there some, yeah, a little bit, because like it's been confirmed that they're changing up Electro's design.
Yeah.
They're giving him yellow lightning this time, making yep. him look
more
not
like the comic
fully
book.
Comic accurate, like where he's got the big yellow.
Yeah, not ridiculous.
But he won't be blue.
No.
This time.
Kind of like the if you played the PlayStation Spider-Man game.
Yes.
Bit more like that kind
yes.
of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then of course
I didn't mind the blue.
No, I genuinely like the blue yeah. as well. And, like, I actually really, really enjoy that version of Electro.
As do I, yeah.
So, if it's...
And the blue's still comic accurate. It's just, I think it's just from the Ultimate comics rather than the classic Amazing
well,
comics.
They're probably changing it for two reasons. First one is because comic book. Second one is because the people who didn't like
yes.
the Amazing Spider-Man 2, it's a kind of way of going, hey, you see our version, he's different.
Like, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And then the very last kind of bit, which it's... You have to say it is, but it then again doesn't really show it off. But you see a whole bunch of like sand flying in the background, kind of like how Sandman in Spider-Man 3, when he would turn into all the particles of sand, kind of fly through this, like when he went through the city and stuff, even at the end when he kind of faded away
yeah.
into the little particles, it looks like he's doing that kind of thing, how he's like kind of moving through behind Spider-Man kind of thing.
This one excites me. I'm really excited for Sandman because he redeemed himself at the end of Spider-Man 3, and mm-hmm. yeah, he just sort of floated off into the air. There's a deleted scene where you see him reunite with his daughter. His
okay.
daughter sees like a sandcastle, like a really big sandcastle
yeah,
in the
yeah,
park,
yeah.
and she sort of runs up and she knows it's him.
Yep.
So he's like looking over her. But he's the only one of these confirmed villains that is A, alive,
mm-hmm.
and B, not a villain anymore.
So the only thing I can think
really
of is that his daughter will be threatened or something. Like
maybe Green Goblin will threaten his daughter.
Yeah,
and
it seems like such a Green Goblin thing to do.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
Like, you know, how's your daughter? You know, and then like gets him back in. And then I think that Sandman will sacrifice himself.
He'll turn good.
To help Peter. But,
yeah.
I mean, what do I know, huh?
Not a lot.
I'm not...
but like 2007 was when Spider-Man 3 came out. And the special effects of Sandman looked good
awesome.
And still hold up today.
I know.
So
can
imagine,
imagine
how good he's going to look now.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
I'm just getting
geez,
I'm getting
excited.
So excited again. Like, honestly, just 40 days.
40 days to 40 go.
Oh, can we hang out that long? I just need a second trailer.
So.
I just need a second trailer.
It's unheard of. A movie this big to only be like 5 weeks or so away from release.
Yeah, and have
and only
one
have
poster
one trailer
and one trailer.
One poster that is one poster that's an hour old.
Well, I told you, we're all doing the marketing for this. You
we
and
are.
I right now, we're not getting paid to do this, but we are marketing the...
We should be. We have we've talked about this movie more than like Marvel or Sony has.
Yeah. So like, hey Marvel, pay up.
Please don't cough on my microphone.
Sorry.
I know you were making a point, but
oh, live
that
it.
Is disgusting.
So, as we all know, today's episode is all about predictions.
Ooh.
Not about life or about things that are going to happen in the world.
About arguably the most important thing in life.
Yeah.
Movies. Because
yes.
what better way to escape life?
Oh. You can say that again.
Should we play him our little song?
I think so. I think it's a very beautiful song that people do need to hear it.
We worked hard.
Very hard.
Yeah.
We came up with the whole tune.
We wrote all the lyrics. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not tune.
Lyrics.
We'll let it speak for itself. Comes from the heart.
Tell us your predictions.
Not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's not good.
You know what? It's pretty good.
Can I be honest? I had the idea, and that has actually been executed better than I thought we would.
Mate, you got me. It's always going to...
Hence the surprise.
Yeah,
that it went off without a hitch.
The things that we can do...
One take wonders.
Yeah, one take wonders.
So, basically, we've picked a couple movies each that are coming out.
I think
they're all coming out next year. And...
These movies haven't, like...
Please just interrupt me.
I will. Haven't been... haven't been, like, released anywhere. Like, as in, yeah, like, for instance, some movie... Like, I think Ghostbusters has had a showing and in America, but it's still very confidential. Like, no one knows what's really going to happen and stuff. So most of these movies, like, we've only got trailers for, and you can only go off the trailer to kind of predict what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, since you mentioned that, let's start with this movie. Can you guess what it is?
Hang on. It's getting there. Ghostbusters! Damn it!
I was going to say that. All right. Ghostbusters Afterlife?
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen, Tyler?
Not much, no.
That's your prediction. It's going to suck.
I reckon it's going to go for 2 hours and 4 minutes. There'll be a start, a middle, and an end.
It's going to star Paul Rudd.
Yeah, it's going to start. Let me get this up. Paul Rudd.
It's going to be produced by.
I think it's going to be, because it's the first one did so well. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to really take after the first movie kind of thing. And a lot of the, I guess the callbacks that we have will go to that. I think the Ghostbusters movie that we had prior to this, the female cast, wouldn't say it was very good.
I'm going to guess that they just don't acknowledge it at
100%.
All.
I reckon that's gone. Like, that's a multiverse thing. That happened somewhere else.
Yeah.
And they all ended
up... Ghostbusters No Way Home.
Yeah, they all ended up dying. So they
the Marshmallow Man got them.
Yeah, it squashed them.
So is that your prediction?
Yeah, that's it. And I think that... So the story is basically that like a family, like a mother and kids... they go to a new town, and in that town, because I think their grandfather, they go to like one of his house or something,
okay.
And the grandfather is one of the old Ghostbusters.
Oh, one of the OGs.
Yeah.
So this is a sequel. This is going to
pretty much
be
set
in the same timeline as the original. Yeah.
And then I think what's going to happen is the kids will accidentally, they'll discover all the toys and everything.
Yeah.
And then they'll probably accidentally release like an ancient.
Nice.
Evil kind of thing, ghost. And then they're going to have to stop them, basically. But I think we'll get some cameos from, like, you know, Bill Murray and stuff.
Yeah.
I reckon all of them will be in it besides, what was his name, who passed away?
Harold Ramis passed away. Yeah.
I think everyone but him would be in it.
Nice.
Whether they kind of take on the part of actually, like, getting into the action. But they'll be there to kind of discuss what it's all about kind of thing, what these ghosts and what they did and everything
that
like
sounds
that.
Good. Because if I haven't seen Ghostbusters in so long, but I think number one balanced a bit of horror with a bit of comedy very well, didn't it? And then I think number two went more lighthearted.
Yeah.
It seems like this one's going to go back to what the first one was.
It does seem very,
balanced
have a darker
darkness.
Kind of tone.
Yes.
And it's
it's ghosts. Like, it makes sense.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's like, I mean, what's not fun and being able to watch a movie that's been so loved, kind of not be remade, but continue in modern times with the technology that we have today?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like this is going to be a less scarier version of It.
Yeah, okay.
So a bunch of kids, whether like the kids kind of become friends in the town.
Yeah.
And then they were like, hey, look at my grandfather. What's all this stuff? And then like they go shoots like the laser gun, like, whoa, and they have fun with it, and then they accidentally release the ghost. And
here's my, I know this is your one, but here's my one prediction
for
the movie.
Because
I haven't really looked into it a whole lot. I think for the first time in like almost 30 years, I think there's gonna be Rick Moranis on screen. I think he's gonna make a cameo.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know Rick Moranis?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Why is that?
He was just really well known for those.
Yeah.
And he hasn't acted
in a long time.
In like 30 odd years or so. And I think if anything was to bring him back, because he stepped away to raise his kids. I think after his wife got sick or passed away, unfortunately, or something. But you know, his kids would obviously be grown up now. I think this would be a perfect, not a big role, but I think he might
just pop up for a little thing
for the fans.
I reckon you're onto something there.
Yeah.
I reckon this could be like a big movie for the Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like, this could
bring
really
it back to
bring
life.
It back. Yeah, yeah. Afterlife.
We're going to take notes. We're going to keep track of all these as these movies come out, and we'll see who gets the most predictions right.
We got all this hate mail. You bastard.
You spoiled it.
Everything you said was right.
And sorry. Yes. Yeah. All right, I'm going to do one now. This movie doesn't have an official theme song yet, so I found a song that might still give away what it is. Every time I talk about the hero, The Flash, Dad starts singing that song. Not related at all. It's about this other movie called Flash Gordon. But I forgive him every time because it's Queen. Who doesn't love Queen?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they use that theme song for the movie, I wouldn't be disappointed.
I'd be happy with that. Yeah. I wouldn't mind. Yeah.
Have they joked around in anything and used that with The Flash or no?
I feel like there's been a reference.
Has to be.
I can't remember because I've mostly...
Who's the better Flash? Gordon, obviously.
Thompson.
Wouldn't want to fight me neither.
Ezra is the better Flash by a million miles.
yeah, right.
Really? Do you go Grant? I mean, for one thing, not even just looking at the Flashes themselves, but the quality of the content that they're...
Oh, well, I'm not talking about the content. I'm talking about Flash.
No, I'm a... Grant. Look, Grant's good. Grant is
Grant
good.
Grant looks more... It's just personally when I'm looking at the character, like what he's supposed to look like, Grant is who pops into my mind. As I said, a more Peter Parkery kind of...
Yep. No, not, that's fair. That's
not
fair.
The most good-looking bloke, but he's not...
Cop that. Ezra, I really like the way Ezra plays it. I know that Zack Snyder confirmed that at least the way he wrote it is that his Ezra actually does have, I think, ADHD. And... why are you laughing at that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's just
took you by surprise.
Yeah.
But no, I really like the way he plays it. Like it almost seems like he's moving, like his mind is moving at a million miles an hour, the way that someone who had super speed and hasn't learned to fully control it yet would.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, all right. So I've got three predictions for Flash. Number one, I think at least one of the Batmen will die in the movie, but I think they'll get brought back at the end. I think I want to guess Ben Affleck will get killed halfway through the movie.
Yeah, right.
But then I think the actions at the end will save him.
Okay.
I think we'll see an on-screen Batman death, even if it doesn't stick.
Fair enough.
Mm.
I wouldn't have a clue. I don't know what this Flash movie is going to be, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, the trailer looked really good.
Which that...
I don't have any predictions because I don't know... Besides really the Flash TV series, which I watched, I don't know Flash is, like any of Flash's really storylines.
Yeah.
So I know this about Flashpoint.
I think it's adapting Flashpoint, changing it up a bit. And like I know that I'm pretty sure that Supergirl will be playing the role that Superman plays in Flashpoint, where he has been captured and kept in a Red Sun prison and has never seen the outside world.
Yep.
I think that they'll go to Themyscira, to Wonder Woman's island. I think that'll be like a little cameo thing when they're like jumping between timelines.
Yep.
Whether or not you see Wonder Woman, maybe you'll see her mum or something.
No, I want to see Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's cool.
Not the mum.
I think they'll go to Themyscira, and that's something that like they'll hold off on showing. That'll be like a cool surprise when you see the movie.
Yep.
And my third one, you know how in that sort of main shot from the trailer, you see two Flashes and a Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
I think the final fight will be those two Flashes versus each other. I think the one who's like the longer haired one,
yep.
I think he's actually going to be the bad guy.
Reverse
of the film.
Flash?
Could be. Yeah. I reckon that would be really cool.
That'd be pretty cool. And I do feel like it's going to be a really like spectacle movie.
Yes.
Like just like, you know, lights everywhere.
Yes.
I feel like it's going to be a very bright, colorful-ish movie with the dark tones of it as well.
Yeah.
I reckon it's going to be really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it falls. Oh.
Ooh. Ooh,
hit
careful.
The mic. Hit the mic.
What's the mic?
Full screen as well. Which
absolutely.
Which I like. I know it's not really like anything for addiction. I just like full screen.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
More picture.
Yeah. All right. What's up next?
This one is a very. You got to be a gentleman to enjoy this. We got The King's Man.
I nailed the timing of that music, how, like, right as you said it, I'd already pressed the button.
You've said that before in a previous episode, and I'm going to say it again. I timed it with you pushing the button.
Sure.
Just my...
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no, take away...
Talent.
Take away my... Yep, whatever.
Well, you took it away from me. I'm bringing it back.
Yeah, just tell us your stupid predictions.
You took it, I grabbed it, I placed it back in my corner. Now it's going to stay there. Slam dunk, the ball's in my court now.
Hey, if you don't want to talk about your predictions, I'll go to my next one.
Well, hang on. The King's Man. Let's see. Well, it's definitely the origins of the Kingsman.
That's not a prediction.
I said obviously. That's why I didn't say this. But my prediction is it's set in World War One. So my prediction is they're basically going to be in very distinct battles of World War One.
Okay.
And kind of be behind the scenes that kind of helped
pull and
shape
strings.
The war.
I like that. I like that. Sense. That's cool.
Well, Rasputin's in it.
That's
which
awesome.
Which is epic. So I predict that he's going to be probably the bad guy. Like, I know they've really, like, the main bad guy. As well. Obviously, he's going to be the bad guy, but the main bad guy. Like, the main bad guy. Like, he's going to be throughout the whole thing.
Plot twist. Putting Hitler in it. But forget this. He's
no,
a good guy.
Do you know what the thing is, though? Rasputin wasn't really a bad person in real life. So, thank you very much.
Didn't he sing in the dark of the night, though?
Do you want me to sing in the dark of the night?
No.
Anastasia. Great movie.
Stay focused.
You're right.
If
no,
you
we're talking about
Anastasia,
Rasputin.
You won't stop.
We're talking about Rasputin, though. He was a bad guy in that and sang one of the best villain songs that's ever been created. Mm. And they're making him a bad guy in this.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, he wasn't so much of a bad guy.
Okay.
He wasn't the sorcerer that people thought he was. So I reckon...
That's a bummer. Move on.
Do you wish he was a sorcerer? At a reliquary or whatever it's called in Anastasia.
Keep going.
I'm going back. I don't know. I'm losing focus. No, but it's not really much, I guess, to predict of this movie, although that I think that's going to kind of be them kind of helping shape the war. And when you kind of watch, you go, so that's how we won that. Or that's how this was our last
mission.
Because the Kingsmen were there to kind of make sure this happened kind of thing.
Look, it's not the most in-depth.
But what else are you meant
to
say?
I've forgotten the word.
Prediction.
Yeah. I feel like you've just picked a movie that means that your homework will be a bit easier. You didn't really have to.
Well, there's not others really coming out, is there? Like, this is coming out in, like, December. Like,
this December? Yeah. As in, like, a month away?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, like, that's why I picked it.
That'd be good.
Well, a prediction's a prediction. Like,
I'm looking forward to it.
I can predict that you're going to hit your head. It's not much of a prediction, but it could happen.
Could, yeah.
Exactly.
Only time will tell.
So, yeah, settle down.
Go on, have you got another one?
What, the prediction?
For that movie?
Not really. that's it, though. Like,
I'll go on to my organized
number
ones.
No. What's your prediction for The King's Man? Go on. Yeah, come on.
I think that the main character, is it Ralph Fiennes?
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll die. Most of my predictions are just who's going to die in a movie.
Oh, so you're bagging me out. I'm actually like
because,
going on
like,
with the story.
Predictions for movies, like for me, started when Infinity War was coming out. And George and I had a bet with each other. We had to have 5 predictions each. And I think we both ended up on like 4. So we were tied. But pretty much all my predictions were like who's going to die and stuff.
Remember when we predicted Infinity War and the winner got a keychain?
Oh, yeah, because I had the thing with you as well.
And I won, so I got a key. Yeah. So you bought me a Iron Spider keychain.
I can't remember what it was, but it was like...
It was a very detailed one, wasn't it? But it was like so weird that I got it right.
Yeah, it was such an out there thing that was like, oh, I guess technically that did happen.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that technically you get the win by like half a point or something. Yeah. Something stupid like that. All right, yeah, I'll move on. I'll stick on the MCU then, and I'll go for this MCU movie coming up. I'm gonna say I did not know this theme song.
Yeah, it's not really a theme song that you'll know.
No. To,
but as soon as you hear the name, then you know.
This is predictions for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
And inside the mind of Tyler Isaacs and his madness.
There's not multiple things going on, and there's just one thing. Just one Spider-Man.
It's it's a monkey going.
Doing like the backflip, yeah. I think that in Doctor Strange, well, it's obviously confirmed that Scarlet Witch is going to be in it, Wanda.
Oh, is that your prediction?
No, I'm just setting some background, idiot.
Please continue.
Oh, thank you. I will. I think there'll be a Wanda versus Doctor Strange fight.
What'd you say? A Wanda-verse?
A Wanda versus Doctor Strange. A Wanda-verse.
I think you said Wanda-verse. Like, what?
Multiverse of Wonders.
Hey, idiot. Hey.
Over here.
Think what you're saying before you say it. Okay.
I think there'll be a fight because like, look how cool the Doctor Strange versus Thanos fight was in Infinity War.
Yeah.
When Doctor Strange was like doing all his mystical stuff. So imagine if he was going up against another mystical
power. So is she now more meant to be more powerful than Doctor Strange? Is that where it's leading?
I think so. I think like she's got the potential to be.
Mm. So that would be awesome.
It'd be pretty cool.
If Doctor Strange is going up against someone, he's like, oh, now I'm being kind of bested.
Yeah. He's meant to be like, what is it? The Sorcerer Supreme.
Sorcerer Supreme, yeah.
What if he wasn't the best? I think Mordo will be coming back from the first one.
Yeah, yep.
I think this is another death one.
Oh, of course.
Because I'm pretty sure
everyone's just going to die. Yeah. To say that. Like.
I'm pretty sure that at least the subplot is that Mordo is hunting down sorcerers. That's what the post-credits scene of Doctor Strange 1 hinted at.
Mm-hmm. Could he convince Wanda?
I was going to say, I think he could kill Wong.
Ooh.
Mm.
That'd be sad.
I think he's going to do something wrong and kill Wong.
Wrong, kill Wong?
Yes. I wrote that on purpose.
To a sad song?
Nice.
Thank you. I'm out.
yeah, you've peaked. You're not going to do better. And I think that there could be a cameo by Shang-Chi.
Nice.
It's a bit of an out there one, but...
Well, Wong was in Shang-Chi.
That's what sort of gives me the hint maybe they could sort of keep that friendship around.
Yep.
But I won't say anything more because I've seen Shang-Chi and you haven't.
Yes, Friday. Comes out on 4K Friday. So
nice.
I mean, it's at the movies now, but I think I've waited long enough for it to come to 4K.
Oh, your setup is essentially a cinema anyway.
It's very true.
Those are my Doctor Strange predictions.
Yeah, nice. I'm going to a little bit more horror now.
Ooh, nice.
We're going back to the 80s, but modern times, of a new Scream movie.
Do you mean 90s?
Yeah, 90s.
Yeah.
Hey, can you play my theme song for Scream?
Yeah, I definitely remembered to get that one. Here you go. Oh, yeah.
Harry.
Hang on, this is the best bit.
Hey, that's...
Oh, that's good.
Hey, buddy.
That's good.
Hey, that's not Scream.
It's Bruce Spring Scream?
Yeah. Haha, very good. But I told you, I said to you, can you please get a Scream theme song for me?
Because guess what? See this thing here with all the buttons and the sounds?
Yeah, I do.
It's mine. Means that I'm in control.
Whatever, if you just want to make the podcast just...
I think I've made it better by playing Bruce Springsteen, yeah. Honestly.
Bloody hell.
I don't know if Scream has...
I don't know.
So I've picked something good.
Probably something happy. It's probably like a... Mm,
Yeah, no, I think mine was the right choice to go.
That was scary.
All right, what's your Scream predictions?
There's going to be murders. People are going to die. There you go.
I'm taking with the deaths. I'm taking on to what is it with you and the deaths?
So we're going to have some of the original cast back. And it's going to be very, obviously very modern, so new characters and some
kids. Are you predicting or are you setting up the context?
No, I'm predicting because have you seen a trailer? It literally shows like nothing.
But they already confirmed that the main girl's coming back. That all the old people.
Yeah. Okay.
Back.
Well, fine. That bit's setting
up. You got it right.
Yeah. Nice. There you go. It's gonna be like new kids, and basically, there's not much to predict again. That there's gonna be a new screen gun around killing people in very brutal ways.
I spent so long thinking of my.
Well, you sent me your movies. Like these are mine. I was like, huh.
Yeah.
And then like I went through. I was like, this is really like. You know, I can't talk about Spider-Man because we've already predicted the hell out of that. And what other movies are there?
I'm surprised you didn't go Spider-Man, actually.
Well, I would have, but we've talked about it so much that people would have gone, oh, you get it.
I just didn't think you'd have that little switch in your brain to think, no, maybe stop talking about Spider-Man.
I'm not going
to
stop talking about it. I just thought maybe don't talk about it. But, like, yeah, they're going to...
Can you predict who might the killer be?
One of the original cast's sons or daughters.
Oh, okay. See, that's a good prediction. I'll give you that
one.
I
was leading,
that's interesting.
I was leading up to it.
Yeah, I know you were. Yeah. Yeah, puts a nice little, like, spin on things. It's a bit out there. It's a good prediction. Yeah.
Got an itchy finger.
All right. Well, Let's move on to Moan because I can see you. I can see your attention span just slipping away. This is my next one. Pull yourself together, Tyler. You good?
I'm back. I'm good.
Oh, lucky I kept that music going so that you had time to compose yourself.
You know what's a good composer? That song.
Ah, I composed it myself.
Bull. he speaks the bullshit.
That was Fantastic Beasts. If you thought that it sounded a bit like Harry Potter, but
you're
not
wrong.
Quite Harry Potter, well...
Half a tick.
Yeah, yeah, half a, yeah. Fantastic Beasts.
And where do you find them?
All over, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about the crimes that Grindelwald did?
Yeah, we've seen those.
What's the third one called?
the Secrets of Dumbledore.
That's
and
right.
And for full reference, that's the one I'm going to be predicting.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. See, because they're changing actors and stuff around, it really...
Has it killed the hype for you?
Hasn't killed the hype for me, but it's just very, like, damn. Like, I don't know, because you just get... I hate when actors switch.
I mean, like, knowing the background behind it makes it worse, but I try and think of it that, like, technically Grindelwald was masquerading as Colin Farrell in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if they said that Grindelwald's going to be in all five movies and they're going to change actors every time, then it could become a cool sort of... thing.
Yeah.
But they kind of like Johnny Depp just seems like the iconic Grindelwald.
Yeah.
But Mads Mikkelsen is a fantastic actor.
He is
super underrated. So, I mean, I reckon he'll do
as
great.
As I said, hasn't killed the hype for me. He hasn't like maybe not wanted to see the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll take a little bit of getting used to. But he, as you said, very good actor. He might just blow it out of the park and everyone just goes, oh, well, oops, you know, stuff Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Which, you know, no one really would, but who knows. So, what's your predictions for this movie?
So, do you remember how at the end of The Crimes of Grindelwald, the big sort of reveal at the end was Grindelwald telling Credence, again, Ezra Miller, that he's actually a Dumbledore?
Yes.
And a lot of people weren't happy about that?
Yep.
I've had this prediction since the second I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's real. I think that's a manipulation. I think Grindelwald is manipulating Credence. I don't think he's really a Dumbledore.
So nothing new.
Thanks.
We've seen that in movies before.
That's old news. I think that's a pretty common one. Because, like, whenever there's a lot of hate for the Fantastic Beasts movies after that second one. I liked it. I liked the second one. I don't know where all the hate comes from.
Yeah.
I think it's...
I honestly didn't particularly like it.
I think in the same vein as Halloween Kills, in that it is very much a setting up movie.
Yeah.
A middle chapter.
But like, how many movies are they planning to make, did they say?
Five.
So when it's five, there's so much to set up.
Yeah.
That like the next movie could feel like another setup. But like...
And that's it. Like the Harry Potter movies did it well, where like... They didn't.
Yeah, but like
each one had its own.
Exactly,
story
each one had its own story inside the big big universe kind of thing.
But I still like the movie. I think everyone performed really well. I like the characters.
I just think
it was
very long.
Yeah,
like it was very long, and there was just bits in it where it's just like, because it's setting things up.
Yeah,
it can kind of just start to drag on a little bit. Like everything. Like I loved the opening.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Where Grindelwald escapes.
Yeah.
Like that was sick. Had a darker tone to it too, which was a bit welcomed, I guess.
Yeah.
But then it just hit a point. I was just like getting to, like watching. I was like, oh, okay.
And then left.
And then the ending was cool, but and then it just finished, and I was kind of like, eh.
And yeah, it left that twist, the reveal at the end, the Dumbledore reveal, left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. But so I still reckon
I didn't care about that because like I love Harry Potter. But like, not to a point where that kind of stuff's going to ruin it for me. I don't know where they're leading with that.
Yeah, yeah. So like, because like, you know, everyone who's read the books is saying, oh no, but we know all of Dumbledore's family. We, you know, they're changing the law. They're changing the law. I don't think they are.
No. Well, that's a good prediction.
Thank you. I think, remember how in the second one, Queenie ended up joining Grindelwald?
Yep.
And I thought that was really cool because it showed that, like, she was always, like, the happy, warm, bright character.
Yep.
And it showed how his influence can turn someone.
Yep.
I really like that detail. I think she'll die. Another death, but...
Just everyone's going to die.
Yeah, everyone's going to die. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But I think she could die and it'll be, like, a thing to keep Jacob sort of involved in the story.
Yep.
Because he didn't have... Like, it was good to see him in the second one, but he had more of a role in the first one. And it was kind of like, hang on, why are they keeping this muggle around?
True.
And so if his, you know, if his wife gets killed by Grindelwald, that's going to... Or maybe not even by Grindelwald, just somehow it's going to keep him involved in the story. And the third, I think Dumbledore's brother, Aberforth, will make a cameo.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't think they'll sort of announce who it is. But maybe a big name, maybe an unknown, whatever. I think someone's going to show up and you'll maybe be able to tell from like context, but I think Dumbledore, Drew Law will be there and he'll say, hello, brother.
Do you reckon Harry Potter will show up?
Probably not.
Damn it.
But he might. Yeah. That's a bold prediction.
True.
Maybe Voldemort, maybe a kid Voldemort will show up.
That'd be so cool.
I wanted
to make a Tom Riddle movie.
That would be very cool.
Do you reckon... Lily Potter or like James Potter?
Nah, too early.
Well, do you reckon like someone would like have like a future kind of prediction like we are and kind of see Voldemort and stuff?
Yeah, maybe there's like who's that teacher with the big frizzy hair who's looking into the crystal ball? Professor Trelawney. Maybe there'll be a character like her and she's like, ooh, I see
the Dark Lord rise once more.
Yes. Yes. God, I hope so.
You want to hear my last one?
Nah, not really.
Get your treasure hunting ready, because...
Big old sniff there.
We're talking about Uncharted. Again, we made a whole episode, but I'm going to predict what's going to happen.
I think both of us nailed the timing there.
I wasn't even going for timing.
I'll point it out now, and then you can hear it later, that you said and then paused for effect before you said charted.
Mm-hmm.
And right as you said charted, the music started. It was millisecond
cool. So I think...
Just a little small detail that I like.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah?
Just, I'm getting a call.
Uh-oh.
I can't answer it.
Do you have to take it?
No, I'm in an important meeting.
No.
What's for dinner? Want Macca's for dinner? Yes, please.
Happy meal.
Oh, course, Happy Meal toy.
Oh, do you think... sorry, quick sidebar. If No Way Home has Macca's toys as a Happy Meal...
Yeah, I'm getting Happy Meals. That's easy. I'm getting all the toys. I've already told you how much memorability... If the movie, which it will, I can't see me being disappointed with this movie because it's already got everything in it that I would like. But...
I did say quick sidebar.
Yeah. I will be buying so much memorabilia for that movie, it's not funny.
Nice.
All right, back to Uncharted.
Yes.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
They're going to search for treasure. That's it. No. So I reckon it's
Do you see me laughing?
No, I don't. I laughed in my head. Hopefully some of these guys laughed too. Otherwise, it just clicked off by now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we just lost a couple.
Hello?
Is this thing on?
Is anyone there? It's only they tell a joke and then... You still there? Yeah.
Yep.
Ah. So, basically, we're going to start off with Tom Holland as Nathan Drake, right? And he's probably going to be doing like a little smuggler kind of job.
Yeah.
Either for somebody else or for himself kind of thing. And on that job, that's when Sully will find him kind of thing. And he'll get himself into trouble and they'll both escape together.
Could he be trying to smuggle something from Sully?
Probably not.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm going to say no to that. That's my prediction to your prediction.
Can I predict it or is that just a flat no?
Yeah, you can predict it.
Thank you.
But it's probably not right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you can make wrong predictions. They're not always going to be right, mate. And then they go off and that's when Nathan's like showing all the things that he's been, you know, looking for kind of thing. Or they could go to Sully's.
Mm.
And Sully's actually the one who's been looking for this treasure and Nathan's like, hey, I've heard of this. My brother used to talk about it. And then it's going to turn into a typical movie where the bad guy has been searching for it for many years. And
very Tomb Raider.
Yeah, they cross paths.
Yeah.
And then basically they kind of have like a fight for the first time.
Nice.
And then what's his name?
What are you doing? Oh, Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
It sounded like you were trying to say Ant-Man. Ben 10.
Ben 10 wants to come
into
it. And then he's going to know that they're after it.
Yep.
And pretty much race to get there.
Nice.
To kill them. And Uncharted moments are going to happen along the way.
Do you think that Sam will make a cameo?
No.
I really do think
this will be the setup movie. And it's going to be to a point of, sure, it sets things up. But if it wasn't to do well, they can just say, that's it. That's a standalone Uncharted movie.
Yeah.
And then also, if it does really well and they want to make a second one, like an older Drake or something, they can kind of bring Sam into it too, kind of thing, for that story.
Nice. All right. That's not bad. That's not bad. Your predictions sort of started all right.
It's not Picasso.
Got a little shaky in the middle around the Kingsman Scream area.
What else can you say about Kingsman?
Finished fairly strong. Well, you're the one that picked the movie.
Yeah, I picked it because it's cool, but like...
It is cool. It does look good. I was not excited for it, but then I saw the trailer. Now I'm excited for it.
Well, that's good.
Then I heard your predictions. I got a little less excited for
it. Now because I think that's going to happen. It sounds stupid. Hey, I didn't write the movie, so...
Thank God for that. All right, I'm excited again. Ragtag Productions. Recording and mixing for any form of rock music. Focusing on beginners or musicians who are yet to have proper studio experience, Ragtag provides an opportunity to have your songs recorded and mixed, with a focus on capturing the best quality sound possible. Are you and your band ready to start releasing music? Do you have a friend with a great song that needs to be recorded? Get in touch at www.ragtagproductions.com.au to start your journey today. Now also offering podcast production. If you've got the content, let me do the rest. Located in Melbourne's eastern suburbs.
Ragtag Productions.
All right, well, I suppose hopefully, sounds weird to say this, but hopefully we've just spoiled those movies for ourselves, because I don't know about you, but to me, the satisfaction of being right.
Oh, I always love that. Yeah.
Outweighs
when someone
getting
is wrong,
spoiled.
When someone's wrong,
yeah.
There's nothing better than putting them down a bit.
Oh, it's fantastic.
When you know that they're wrong and you have the right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, putting someone else down puts you up a little bit higher.
Oh, just on that pedestal, you know, a little bit higher. Yeah. It's a nice feeling.
I look, in that sort of vein, I would say that your predictions weren't great. And I think mine were a little bit better.
Actually,
just more engaging.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to die. I think mine had a bit more bit more clarity of how the movie's actually going to go. Like, I think
yours
probably
reeked
better.
Of you looked up the movie on Wikipedia and read out the premise.
To an extent. But I still
I'm not saying that's exactly what
that's
you
exactly.
did. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what you
Listen,
did.
Listen, it's easy to say that I was the best one in this, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
But I think mine are going to come true. More so over yours. But hey, as I
said,
you know
what? You
can be wrong, mate.
You know what I'd love to? I'd love to hear your predictions on My Life, because sounds like everything's all happy days over there. But
I could predict your life.
Yeah, sure you could. I'd like to, I reckon I could predict my own life even better. I reckon I'll be a famous music producer and I'll get to work in studios all over.
What is he talking about? Gee, he can really rattle on. Hey, I can hear myself in here. Hello. La 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 la. Hang on a minute. I'm having one of those product note, predicate note, whatever they're called, about Harry's future. Oh no, that's not good. He trips on his shoelace, breaks his hand, can't play guitar anymore, loses his job and girlfriend, family disowns him, lives off the street, dies at the age of 38. That's very specific. Oh, God, I can't let this happen. If I don't tell him, then we won't know. And then this prediction won't come to be. Got it.
It's going to be a great life. What do you reckon about that prediction?
Huh?
What? You didn't listen, did you? You did not listen to a word of that.
No, I wasn't listening, but I was thinking of something.
You zone out. Where do you go? You just zone out. You can't hold your concentration to listen to my hopes and dreams and aspirations? Do you not care?
I care. It's just I wish I could tell you. I really do.
Yeah. Another week, another disappointment. My throat's actually a bit dry from going off on that tangent. Actually, I'm gonna grab a water. Do you want one?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna grab a water.
His shoelaces. Don't tell him. But I've got her. He's my best friend. Don't tell him. Otherwise, it will happen.
Oh
no.
My hands. I think it's broken.
Oh yeah, your shoelaces.